Hello and welcome everybody. My name is Geo Kunz. I'm working at Ericsson, and in this presentation I'd like to talk about an open source proof of concept implementation of a tool we have been developing to generate detailed SBOMs or software bills of material for Alpine container images. Now, why is that important and why do we care? Obviously, it is a key requirement for any organization dealing with software to have a full and deep understanding of all of the software and its subcomponents that is being consumed, integrated, and eventually shipped to customers. And this information, often referred to as software composition information, is just fundamentally important for any sort of regulatory compliance or any reasonable security handling. As to why, I'd like to give you three examples. First one, specifically in a commercial context, corporations typically track the software they're producing in so-called internal product lifecycle management systems and the software composition information describing the software being consumed directly, of course, feeds into these systems. Then one example of handling security vulnerabilities: whenever there is a vulnerability in a given subcomponent, this composition information is of course needed to determine which larger compositions or products are actually affected by that particular vulnerability. And the third example is a bit more specific: having a detailed understanding of all of the software that makes up a specific product, it is important to fetch that software, put it into a certified archive, for instance, and then rebuild the software in an isolated offline environment, for instance. Now, software composition information is a very general term, and how do we convey that information? And here, in the last couple of years, the term of software bills of material, or SBOM, has been coined. An SBOM is basically a more or less standardized way of conveying such software composition metadata. And as I said, we have built a tool to generate such an SBOM to get an understanding of all of the subcomponents being used in Alpine container images. Now, there are certainly very different means of creating or determining SBOM information. One could, for instance, just tap into the package managers for various software ecosystems and grab information from there, because the package managers obviously know which package and which version of that package is being installed in a given software image. Another means are, for instance, tracing packages during build time or doing source code analysis, looking at manifests that are being used or make faults being used to build a larger piece of software. And as I mentioned in this particular presentation, I'm going to talk about a specific approach that applies to the Alpine ecosystem, which utilizes specific build metadata that is available in the Alpine ecosystem to generate very detailed SBOMs that we will use later on. I will focus specifically on the concept here. It's not a presentation of a ready-made tool, although the tool should be available online as an open source implementation, obviously, and all of the credit regarding design and implementation basically goes to my colleagues. I'm basically the lucky guy being able here to present this to you here. Okay, the tool I've been referring to up till now, let's call it SBOM Resolver. And they're basically two primary steps that are important when conducted by this tool. We basically generate the detailed SBOM based on two sources of information consumed in two separate steps. So we start out by basically defining a very short list of the desired packages we need to have in an Alpine container images. These are basically the key dependencies that we need in order to build higher layer software on top of given Alpine images. And then using that information, we basically use default package manager information and tooling to create a so-called intermediate SBOM. This SBOM basically contains all the information that the package manager of Alpine resolved based on the list of desired packages. It's basically all of the software dependencies or the runtime dependencies with concrete version information attached to that. And then in the second step, we utilize build metadata available in the Alpine ecosystem to enrich the intermediate SBOM and to generate the complete SBOM that has much more information in there than would typically be available just based on the package manager's information. Now, what is this additional information we utilize? So in Alpine, there is one central repository, the APorts repository, that contains all of the build information needed to build each and every package in Alpine. So it contains all of the functionality to build it, but also additional stuff like patches created by the Alpine community and applied to a particular package, information about vulnerabilities, but also things like the concrete download location where during build time the source code is actually fetched from. And this, of course, is very detailed and very important information for us. Let's take a look at one example here. So all of this information is contained in so-called APK build files. And here I picked an APK build file for HAProxy as an example. As you can see, there's fairly obvious information in here, like the name of the package, the version of that package, but also more interesting stuff like sub-packages that belong to the overall package and what I was referring to earlier, a concrete download URL where the source code is being fetched from during build time, plus a list of patches. As you can see, here's an OpenSSL patch applied to build time, plus some configuration information. In addition to that, APK build files contain information about security fixes and information to which specific CVE a security fix is related to. Although this seems to be, and we need to have a discussion with the Alpine community to understand that better, this is just contained in form of commons, as you can see here. So it's not a standard field of the APK build file. And we'd like to understand and have a discussion of how to potentially extend this and make it like a native member of the APK build environment, so to say. And in addition, there are some SHA hash sums that are used the build time to validate that the right to validate the integrity of a downloaded file. Now, this is the additional information coming from the APorts repository. And with that information, I'd like to go into a bit more detail, basically going through the full workflow of the SBOM resolver. We start with the input on the input section on top. As I said, a list of desired packages or key dependencies. What's the information or the functionality that we certainly need inside an Alpine container image to build our software on? Then an Alpine image builder will use the normal package manager to basically pull in all of the dependencies. And one of the output of that step is the final container image that can be used to or in production. The second piece of output is the intermediate BOM, as mentioned previously, and that is being fed in step number two into the Alpine BOM resolver. And using the information from the APorts repository, this now resolves basically the full SBOM or the complete one. To make it a bit more graspable, what's kind of in a complete SBOM, I I'd like to compare such a complete SBOM against the output generated by a widely used tool just like SIFT. SIFT is an SBOM generated tool that supports a wide range of ecosystems, and so it's not a comparison of which one is really better. SIFT is much more versatile than the SBOM resolver. I just like to contrast here the level of information you get out of each tool. But as I said, the SBOM resolver is specifically designed for Alpine, and SIFT supports much more, many more ecosystems.